תפילת החברים. בורא יקר,
Prayer of the friends.
מודים לך על ההזדמנות.
Dear Creator,
תקן את הלב.
Thank you for the opportunity to correct the heart through the friends.
שבור את המחיצות בינינו.
Break the partitions between us into a connection of love of friends.
מעלות החברים.
And let us see the virtues of friends and not their faults. In faith above reason, we will reach equivalence of form with you so that we may shine the wisdom for the masses. We, in gratitude and grateful for the opportunity to create a connection between us as one man and one heart. Amen.
שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא ראש השנה.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of Rosh Hashanah. We're going to be reading selected excerpts from the sources. We're on the Aravut network, and anyone who wants to ask a question, make sure you hold the mic close to your mouth and speak clearly. Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah is באמת
Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year.
התקופה החדשה.
Is the beginning of a new period. And we will try to renew all of our forces. The main thing is our connection, the connection between us, that will be suitable for a new beginning, a new time. And let's go.
Only above reason.
נקרא שוב קטע מספר אחת, כותב הרבש.
We'll read again excerpt number one. Rabash writes, they must believe that there is a leader in the world and that he also watches over with the guidance of the good who does good. When a person does not have such faith, it causes him all the sins that he commits, since it extends from the first iniquity of Adam HaRishon, that man has the quality of self-love. And naturally, he is incapable of taking upon himself the burden of faith. It follows that everything extends from the first failure, when Adam HaRishon fell into self-love. This caused the following generations to have work of simple faith.
של עניין אמונה בפשטות. היות שבזמן
Since when a person is in self-love,
חלה
the צמצום, the restriction and concealment are on him,
יכול להאיר לו.
And the upper light cannot shine for him.
ומשום זה,
For this reason, a person can believe in the Creator only above reason.
That means that all of our work is to rise above reason from the place we're in as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon, a result of the evil inclination which dwells in us. And as much as possible to constantly hold oneself in faith above reason, and in that way, we can all be together as one man with one heart in that plea towards the Creator. With all our forces, that's how we hold ourselves, to connect between us and to grab onto the Creator without letting Him go. In a prayer, in a request, in a plea, in expectation, until we feel that we are with him together, we between us as one man with one heart and with the Creator together. That is actually the beginning of the year. That is called Rosh Hashanah, the renewment, renewing. Next. Next.
Ken.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, since there was the sin of the tree of knowledge, from that was they created the need for faith above reason in the system?
That's on purpose. In order for there to be a place for a person to determine himself, to put himself in a way that he can determine himself as a as resembling the Creator, as Adam similar to the Creator. That's why everything starts from that sin. The Creator to begin with makes a difference, a separation between him and Adam and man. And in those two forms, in order to bestow on behalf of the Creator, and in order to receive on behalf of the created being, nature is revealed, and the gap between the Creator and the created being must be revealed. And it gives man an ability to see. To see his actions, the steps he has to take, his thoughts, his intentions, and the ability to come closer to the Creator, and by that determine as much as he is an Adam, one who is similar to the Creator.
Without the sin, is there no reality that a person can be similar to the Creator?
There's no feeling where a person is towards the Creator without that sin.
So what did the sin create that allows us to now go in faith above reason?
The sin gives the feeling of the distance that is between man and the Creator. And then it also gives man an ability to take steps towards the Creator. And what are the means to take those steps? Just as a baby can't walk and we hold him, and then he can take his tiny steps that are insecure and we're holding him until he every time takes a step with our help. In that way, man with the group can take those steps ahead towards the Creator, that he counts on the group and every time feels how he's not able to do anything more and more, and he falls if he's let go, but then he stands up, as it's written that the righteous will fall and rise 1,000 times. And that's how he learns how to walk towards the Creator every time, to come closer to him.
Ken.
So faith is a burden, or is it light?
Faith is the light, the force that lets man perform actions to come closer to the Creator, to resemble the Creator.
Faith is something that a person does from below or that he receives from above.
From below, there's nothing he can do. Only to discover as much, in the good case, it is to discover as much as he's not in the force of faith yet, and to demand it, to ask for it, to cry for it, to get those forces. And to take some kind of steps towards the Creator.
So what does it mean to accept upon oneself the burden of faith?
That it is still against his nature. And he needs to try to receive this new nature. To hold on to the hands of the Upper One, just as we learn in the beginning of our life, and in that way to start walking. Okay?
Good.
תודה, בוקר טוב. אני גדלתי במשפחה חילונית.
I grew up in a secular family, but since I remember myself, I always had a very strong feeling of the Creator in the world. So why is it only above reason?
That feeling is a psychological feeling. It's not a grasp in the upper force. Even more a mutual feeling, me for my beloved and my beloved for me. So that's why we still need to work a lot in order to acquire the quality of the bestowal. The quality of the Creator. It doesn't come to us in a simple way, direct way. But we need to determine these qualities between us, first of all, in the group, that it's against our nature, that we need to build that connection between us, man will help his friends, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. Only in that way we can to return to the connection with the Creator.
So
when it's written here to believe in the Creator, that's a certain level of attainment. It's not like we speak about in our world about believing in the Creator.
Of course, faith in the Creator is already a spiritual degree that we're in the same force of bestowal and somewhat as the Creator, as the nature of the Creator.
Meaning, I can say that I believe in the Creator in reason only if I'm in equivalence of form.
Yes.
Ken.
אנחנו לומדים שאנחנו צריכים
We learn that we need to feel the Creator like we feel ourselves. So that feeling, does it come only above reason?
כן.
Yes. The feeling of the Creator can only be in the force of bestowal that we need to give a lot of exertion in order to receive this force of bestowal, that in it we can feel the Creator, according to the equivalence of form, as we say. If we don't reach that force of bestowal, we'll never discover that there's a Creator that is in our field of view, our field of feeling. And he'll be concealed. To discover the Creator means to be with him in equivalence of form, in equivalence of the qualities of bestowal.
In our daily work, there are efforts that we do. We do that work above reason. Sometimes when there's some difficulty to connect or something.
I don't know, could be that you're right. But the moment a person reaches the fourth of faith above reason, so to that extent he starts feeling the Creator.
So faith above reason, the feeling is real, and until then
you're in your nature, the nature of receiving.
If the sin gives a feeling of a distance between the person and the Creator, and from that the person can make steps toward the Creator, so what is the correction of the sin? Why do we need to correct the sin if it always protects this closeness to the Creator?
The sin doesn't keep our closeness to the Creator. The sin shows us the distance from the Creator, as much as we are far from Him, opposite of Him. That's why these sins tell us what those qualities are that we need to correct in order to adhere to the Creator.
Do we need to get rid of the sin at the end of the day? To make it disappear?
To cover it.
Because it's a trigger. It gives us the ability to advance to the Creator. It gives us the distance. It holds us.
On one hand, yes. On the other hand, we need to correct it, to cover it, to make it disappear, and above it, to connect to the Creator.
How can we hold on to the Creator and not leave Him in the prayer?
In prayer, it's something else. In prayer, we need to try to be in that plea. Meaning, even though we feel the gap between us and the Creator, along with that, we need to ask from the Creator to bring us closer and to connect us to Him.
How can we find a renewal in each and every prayer?
To find that renewal is in the prayer is by us feeling when we approach a prayer how different we are. How we are in a distance, in disparity of form, and then from that we can activate the force of prayer. Okay.
The sins are supposed to bring us closer to the Creator. How does a person determine that there is a leader, a Creator in the world?
That depends on the state a person is in. Obviously, everything is activated from above by the Creator, and on behalf of on behalf of the Creator, there is no action that a person can't identify his state correctly. The Creator opens these relations towards man in order to show man, as much as they are in lack of equivalence, in a distance.
Can the person identify the matter of sin before he received the recognition that it's the Creator who gave him that gift called the sin?
Not so much. Sometimes, yes, he'll feel that he's evil. But this evil, maybe towards people. But that still isn't the true evil.
Can I ask him another general question about Rosh Hashanah? At the start of the lesson, you said that we need to see everything as new, that everything starts anew. But what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and that we see each day as new? What is this precision that we make at Rosh Hashanah?
Every day should be new in your eyes means that every day a person feels that what has opened for him is the will to receive as new, and he feels himself in a new distance from the Creator and from the others, and he needs to correct himself from this current state. And that's his problem that is before him. That should be every day, as it's written. It should be new in your eyes every day, on one hand.
So,
on the other hand, there's the matter of Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, that is already, that belongs to all created beings. That they supposedly enter new conditions, a new period. With the Creator. And then they have an ability to determine the new period on the path.
תודה. כן.
רב, הרגשת הריחוק שמתגלה בלב...
The feeling of distance that reveals in the person's heart is, in the meantime, it could paralyze us. Meaning that from that distance, a person might not create a prayer, but it might hold him in his own state. And wouldn't give him the strength to progress and reach a prayer. Sometimes it's one and sometimes it's the other, but I feel it depends on that a person has no strength. It's because he's not connected enough to the 10. And the strength, the force that lets a person go out to a prayer. Now the prayer itself to the Creator, what does it need to be on?
On what a person discovers in the state he's in, compared to the state he has to get to.
So there are two discernments here. The feeling of a person's distance from the Creator, and a greater revelation, which is what a person really lacks, is the force to hold it generally in that he does not have the connection to the 10.
Yeah.
So the prayer needs to be on both those things. On that I wish to come back to the Creator, and also that I need to be in connection with the friends. How can a person pray on for two things simultaneously? Either one thing he lacks or he lacks another thing.
No, one is a means and one is the goal. To connect to the 10 is the means, in order to reach connection with the Creator.
And the person needs to,
both of them,
feel two of them and turn to both of them together.
Yes.
Раф, вот молитва грешника, когда он просит Творца, чтобы он исправил его, в итоге...
The prayer of the wicked who asks the Creator to leave him.
Благословляет Творца за то, что Творец раскрыл ему этот грех.
At the end of it, he comes to the reach, he reaches a gratitude to the Creator and that he helped him.
All prayers should end with gratitude.
До этого, вот как Бальсулам пишет, я радуюсь тому, что раскрываются грешники. В начале, когда только раскрывается то...
And beforehand, as he writes, that, as Bal-Aslam writes, that he should be grateful for the wicked, happy for the wicked that reveal in him, so it should be that way?
Yes, because without those wicked... that'll be revealed, disturbances, man's true qualities, so he has nothing to correct himself for. That's actually the main thing of what the Creator does, that he shows a person what separates between him and the Creator. And from that starts the prayer and the connection of man and the Creator. If not recognition of evil in man, so man has no connection to the Creator. It's through the evil.
Каждый грех дает возможность раскрыть большую любовь. Получается, вся красота в том, чтобы раскрывать каждый раз. Вот так все устроил Творец.
Love will cover all crimes. That's what it's called. As much as there are more crimes, there's a reason to discover more love.
Beseder. Okay.
It's interesting things that we also see them a bit in our corporeal life, but in spirituality, it's really revealed as opposite, contradicting forms. That's why there we attain from one end to the other, all of creation. Of creation. Yes, Gil.
First, we're very happy that you recovered and came back, and we have had a lot of questions from the friends about your health, and we really felt a big love from the friends.
Thank you.
Toward you. It was also very clear from the guidance from the lesson, the space that grew in us to connect, and not just to be here because Rav is here, but always to create that work with the friends, also with the building, and also with all the lessons, everything that was taking place in the tens. What is unique about this space that has opened when Rav is not here, then when Rav is here in relation to connection? It is felt that there's this gift from above, but at the same moment you could easily lose that.
It depends on man. Depends on the students. But I also saw with the Rabash that every 2 weeks he was used to going to Tveria, Tiberias. Used to leave the group and sit there. And for sure, he thought that it's beneficial for the students. Did he speak about that time that he went up? He talked about a lot of things, but I can't speak about that yet. But obviously, it's for the benefit of the students.
What for you was good work of ours or correct work in the absence of the teacher?
That you determine the connection between you, like the teacher who disappears, and that connection between you that you determine, that you stabilize on that. You relate to that connection between you really as the center of the group and the center of the studies, your spiritual center.
יופי.
אוקיי.
אז כן.
And supporting you, and there was a wonderful period, and we're entering a wonderful period of Rosh Hashanah, and according to the excerpt, he writes, Rabash writes, that when the person is in self-love, the restriction and concealment are on him, and the upper light cannot shine for him. And for this reason, a person can believe in the Creator only above reason. What is the thing where we sometimes say that the restriction, a person sometimes needs to do that on himself, and sometimes he also says that the upper light cannot shine to a person, meaning that he needs to rise above the restriction and concealment. That already depends on as much as a person opens himself and how he sees himself in the depth of his heart, as much as he closes or opens himself. It'll come. It's not clear yet. It's not clear yet to all of us.
In der Verbindung bleibt und nicht ständig im Weglaufen.
How can we make it that I'm not running away, but instead connect the two friends?
We have to try in a simple way to connect between everyone, and then eventually we discover as much as the Creator is playing with us in order to, you know, shuffle us his cards. That we will connect with one another in all kinds of ways, so we can all have a collection of qualities that in them we can correct everything. Moscow 1.
Да, меня слышно, Рав. Спасибо. Товарищи, мы вас очень ждали, Рав. Вели себя как взрослые дети, выучили все уроки, соблюдали все расписание. Вопрос.
When you weren't here, we were like mature kids, we were following the schedule, etc. If the prayer is exertion in order to enter into the state that we build, so when we restrict for a moment this thing and we move forward, so is that answer to the prayer?
Состояние, тогда мне требуется мамацим.
When we reach the true state, we don't need the efforts. We don't need that tension. We don't need that effort in order to reach the prayer. Because it itself comes from...
Ну да. Из подобия свойств.
The prayer comes from equivalence of form.
Каждый раз попытка сокращения расстояния на мгновение хотя бы.
Can we call that effort to bring that distance closer together? Is that a prayer?
That's not the main purpose of the prayer, but you can call it that way.
Вот вы сказали, что обновление в молитве через отдаление.
You said that the innovation in the prayer comes from the distance. And that Rosh Hashanah is the revelation of the distance each time from the Creator. A new distance from the Creator. Are we in a state of a new distance from the Creator?
Every
event starts from a revelation of a new quality that separates between us and the Creator. And throughout that time, the holiday, as we say, we attain dvikut, adhesion, that quality with the Creator. That's why Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, it's the head, the beginning of all of our development. And in it, all the qualities are revealed that will be revealed later on in a fuller way. What characterizes a sin that a person does before entering spirituality?
His awareness. That a person is aware of the sin that he is in. And that is the beginning of the spiritual advancement.
Can I ask about the convention?
No, it's still early. Maybe. Ask about it. Ask.
What should we not do in the convention?
Everything that could distance you from others.
Turkey 8, woman.
Hello, Rav. Hello, dear friends. I heard we should cover the sin. With what actions can we cover sin? Thank you.
Pulot Hibur.
The actions of connection. We have nothing else. The entire start of the creation is the breaking, the revelation of the breaking, and everything we need to do is above the breaking is to yearn for connection.
Thank you, love. We really missed you. My question is, we were talking about the sin and we're entering the 10 days of repentance. So what is considered a sin that a person has to repent for?
We have no sin other than the sin of Adam HaRishon. Which tears the connection among all the created beings. That is the sin. So how do we make this self-examination? What is our responsibility? What do we, where do we sin? What should we change? Where we reveal where we are, detached from each other, not in one heart. So we need to correct those things, to pray, and that it will help us. Question, is the scrutiny only towards the 10 or towards everyone I'm in connection with? Rav, first... The questions, read it again.
Again, number two by the Rabash. The failure that Adam HaRishon had with the tree of knowledge caused us absence of faith. Naturally, from this we come into all the sins. Therefore, the only counsel is to be rewarded with faith, for man to feel godliness personally, so he will not need the general public to have faith from the whole of Israel. Instead, a person must repent to the extent that it is unto the Lord your God. That is, he should feel that the Lord is your God personally, and then the flaw of the tree of knowledge will be corrected.
Yes.
What does it mean to feel God personally?
It
seems that you turn to the Creator and He turns to you, and you feel that you have between you a direct connection.
So what does it mean that He doesn't need the help of the collective? Everything happens in the collective.
I need the collective, but after you connect with the collective, you, through the collective, reveal your personal connection with the Creator.
And then you're in some kind of connection that I'm trying to understand, a connection that doesn't go through the collective, or it does anyway.
Yes.
But it's not affected by the collective, but I can be in contact with the Creator.
You're influenced by the collective and you include the collective, but it doesn't disturb you from being in connection with the Creator. On the contrary, it only strengthens you. Yes, Chaim. Yes, Chaim.
It's still not completely clear because he writes, if I remember correctly, he has to reach a state that he doesn't need the collective. So it's not clear what collective he's talking about. What, a person won't need a 10, or is that not the collective?
The 10 is the vessel that a person needs, for sure. And that is how he connects to the Creator.
So what does it mean when he writes that a person has to reach a state that he doesn't need the general public? What public or collective is he talking about, that I don't need them? And that's a desired state, how could that be?
Let's put it this way. A person who is connected to his 10 built the vessel through which he can connect to the Creator. And through that vessel, he also connects from the Creator back to himself. That is called that he is connected to the public, to the collective. Now, the second public is the general group. which is. Which is the collective. And then he connects to the ten more seriously, more generally, in a higher degree, a higher spiritual degree. And as such, he rises more and more and more until, through these ascents, these integrations with the tens, he comes to a state where the whole world kli is him, is inside him, inside the person.
No.
So, in that state, if I understand correctly what you said, so the ten and the world kli become his vessel, but it's not the collective.
The collective is always higher. It's the whole of humanity. Or at least all the sons of Israel. There's one, there's the other.
And here he says that in order to correct himself, a person somehow needs to disconnect from that collective, all of the world or all of Israel.
Time after time, he needs to find some kind of differentiation between himself and the external ones. And each time he brings a part of the external ones closer into himself, and then his own collective rises higher and higher.
Okay, thank you.
Is
that okay?
Yes.
I want to connect to what Gil said about this space that opened this week. They say that in the noon you can't see the candlelight because the sun overpowers it. This week we discovered that in the center of the ten there's a candle, and to the light of that candle that we worked with, suddenly the greatness of the friends in the ten was revealed. And the friends were really crying from this revelation, as much as the friends in the ten suddenly became great in their eyes. So my question is, this distance and that candlelight in the center of the ten, when now the Rav will start shining again in all its might, how can we keep it? To still see the greatness of the friends.
You need to connect to each other to find, in any case, tighter and tighter connections between you. And accordingly, you'll find deeper internally the center of the ten of each and every one, of each and every group, each and every individual group, and to progress as such until you feel as tens, you connect and turn into one man. That's what I can say. We need to work on that. We need to work. Yes.
This candle seems very fragile. We're really concerned about it. We did a few workshops about it, and we weren't really able to understand how we can keep it, guard it, because it seems that it can be turned out, or like it's written that in the noon we won't see it anymore. So what's an action that a ten can do between them to keep seeing that candlelight?
It all depends on your attention, your focus.
What? On what?
On connection. On the connection. And that's all.
USA Norwest.
Next title.
Yes.
Rav, I wanted to ask about the answer you gave Chaim that the whole world kli becomes in man the moment he starts connecting more seriously to the ten. So it becomes a state that the whole world kli is in him.
Yes.
What is the state that the whole world kli is inside you?
The person starts seeing that Adam HaRishon is he himself.
What does that mean, that a person is the Adam Rishon?
That he is the created being that the Creator created, and he needs to hold himself as responsible for the whole of creation.
What do you feel? What does it mean that now you...
I cannot communicate those things. I don't know.
Maybe from a different angle. How do you start more seriously to be connected to the Ten?
When I feel myself as responsible for everything taking place in the Ten.
Why does that lead you to the state that suddenly you feel the whole world clear inside you?
Because it's the same thing. Because it's the same that the whole world kli and the ten, they're one and the same.
And what is it the same?
That they are connected. Where in my eyes they are connected.
So if they're connected, what's different entities? The ten, the world kli, it's two different bodies. So how's it the same?
Connected doesn't mean that they they're simply connected. They're connected.
If they're connected, why is this called a ten and this is called a world kli? It's different vessels or is it the same vessels?
In
terms of the collective, they are not the same vessels in relation to the individual. They still both reach the full correction. Full correction.
Maniv.
In the convention, we're not in our constant tense, but we work as a ten. So what's our work during the convention towards the world kli? What's the work of the individual towards the world kli during the Congress?
At the convention, I act as one toward all the participants at the convention, as one, included in ten, or in nine. And I want to be together with them, so much so that I have no... that there is no difference between them. That I'm included in them.
It sounds like work towards the ten.
Yes. because the entire group is a 10, and the convention is entirely 1-10.
And how to prepare ourselves for this change, because it still is a change from the work towards the constant 10 to 2 intensive days of a convention towards the whole world.
I prepare myself in that with my true 10 is the convention, in that I am in my individual 10, as I always was, that is only preparation in order to connect inside the general 10. Okay, let's move on. There is no boundary, but it's clear that there is a boundary.
Can you give us examples of goals, intermediate goals of connection between us, or where should we aspire towards? Because now we're entering a new stage, a new year.
I don't really understand the difficulty. What does it matter? A new year, a new period, an old period? It's as if it all changes and rolls on. We are in connection. We're in this process of correction. And in the process of correction, there we have always have another millimeter and another millimeter and another millimeter. And if you can expand that, we also have the period of En Sof and the period of the tens and the and all those millennia afterwards. All in all, it is. There is no difference. It's something that never stops. It's something that always keeps spreading out.
But still, if we want to make a calculation, some soul searching, and we want to see what one step ahead is or 10 steps ahead are.
Did you read all the... This document? No. So that's why you're still stuck. The spiritual path is that you have 2 points, and from those 2 points you build an infinite amount of points and states. To Ita One.
Rav Bokartov. Ashela I.
Without the Rav in the lesson, I felt a great deficiency. So I wanted to know how I can strengthen my faith in order to keep going on the spiritual path.
That you connect to the group, grasp it with two hands and two legs, and you don't want to detach from them, that is considered you wishing to enter faith. Yes.
And an additional thing, with your permission, there are special times that it's felt that there's like an addition of energy, of force, of faith on behalf of the Upper One. And it's these times were before Rosh Hashanah, and it's really felt in the actions, more forgiving, more consideration, that all the contradictions and all the resistance suddenly disappears, and as if we get some mercy from the Upper One. Why is it, especially in holidays, why is it not like that the whole year?
We haven't reached the end of correction yet. But we have these special days where in them we come to some points where we grasp onto the Kli of Adam HaRishon, where afterwards it connects and becomes integral among everyone. And then it will be a general.